This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats have expressed concerns that Attorney General William Barr is now trying to spin the results of the special counsel's Russia report before they and the public have a chance to actually read it. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says it's wrong for Attorney General William Barr to discuss the special counsel report first publicly in a morning news conference and then say that Congress has to wait about two more hours before it gets the report.
Attorney General Barr is not allowing the facts of the Mueller report to speak for themselves, but is trying to bake in the narrative about the report to the benefit of the White House.
New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says the public will hear the report in Barr's words and not what special counsel Robert Mueller had to say.
This is wrong. It is not the proper role of the Attorney General.
He expects the committee will want to subpoena Mueller and others. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. officials are responding to reports about a missile test by North Korea. AP correspondent Mike Rossiya.
The White House and Pentagon say they are aware of a report of a North Korean missile test, but no other information has been provided. North Korea's state-run Korean Central News Agency says a new type tactical guided weapon was fired by the Academy of Defense Science. According to the announcement, the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, observed the firing. After a February summit in Hanoi between Kim and President Donald Trump failed, some observers were expecting low-level provocations from the North. However, it was likely not a ballistic missile test, which would jeopardize diplomatic talks. I'm Mike Rossiya.
The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. This is VOA News. The United States announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua Wednesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
French President Emmanuel Macron met with his cabinet Wednesday to discuss the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral.
Macron said the renovations to restore iconic 19th century spire, vaulting, and two-thirds of the cathedral's roof would be completed in time for the Paris 2024 Olympics. However, experts say that the ambitious timeline appears insufficient for such a massive operation. The comments came as Notre Dame's rector said he would close the once-functioning cathedral for up to 5 to 6 years. He said that a segment of the near 900-year-old cathedral may be gravely weakened. I'm Zaria Shakli.
United States President Donald Trump said on Twitter Wednesday that he offered condolences to Pope Francis on behalf of U.S. citizens and offered the expertise of U.S. experts to help with the renovation of the cathedral. U.S. President Trump's daughter and senior White House advisor Ivanka Trump spoke to a summit of women entrepreneurs in the Ivory Coast Wednesday. Speaking at the Women Entrepreneurs Financial Initiative Summit in the Ivory Coast was Trump's last stop on a four-day tour of Africa to promote a $50 million initiative enacted by her father in February that's aimed at encouraging women's employment in developing countries. The WGDP is one of many international funding projects that will work with the World Bank, the African Development Bank, and the Islamic Development Bank to distribute money to projects throughout the continent. In Venezuela, people are welcoming the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle. Until Tuesday, embattled President Nicolas Maduro had refused to allow any flow of aid, even insisting that his people didn't need it. The United Nations says that a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people urgently need food and medical help. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.